Christian Parenting. Aloha, friends. Welcome to the Monica Swanson Podcast, powered by Christian Parenting. I am Monica Swanson, mom to four boys, wife to Dr. Dave, podcast host, and author of Boy Mom and Raising Amazing. Here on the podcast, it is my goal to bring you practical advice and biblical wisdom for raising amazing kids and building strong families. You can always find show notes over at monicaswanson.com/podcast. I'm so glad you're here, and I hope you'll be encouraged. Ladies, if you have had a chance to hang out with a girlfriend recently, maybe over coffee or any time you get a chance to go below the surface, I'm guessing the topic of hormones have come up. Am I right? Whether we're talking PMS or perimenopause or menopause, hormones are a thing, and I think we need to talk about them. Now, I am happy to report that I have been trying a daily supplement called Hormone Harmony, created by Happy Mammoth. Now, the Happy Mammoth company is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it is perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that can tend to put a woman's life on hold. So, if you want to try Hormone Harmony, here's a great deal. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order over at happymammoth.com. Just use code Monica at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code Monica for 15% off today. Let me know how you like it. Aloha, friends. Welcome back to the podcast. And this is an episode I've been looking forward to for a long time as I started to have a number of things come up that I'm like, oh, I want to talk about this on the podcast. I want to tell my podcast listeners about this. This is big news, et cetera, et cetera. But as you know, I typically hop on and we kind of get right into that week's topic, an interview or whatever I'm sharing about, and it doesn't feel like I have the margin to just talk story with y'all, like a coffee date. And that's what came to mind was, let's have coffee. Let's have a coffee date podcast episode. Many of you know that quarterly, I write a coffee date blog post where I just share updates. I throw a bunch of photos out there. Usually I ask questions. I like to cover the things I would if we were friends that didn't get to meet every week, but maybe every couple months we met for coffee and just gushed all the stuff, asked all the questions, laughed, had fun, shared prayer requests and all that. I love those coffee dates. And so I share those in a blog post quarterly each season, winter, spring, summer, and fall, which of course we don't have those seasons exactly in Hawaii, but it kind of helps me feel like I have seasons when I write those blog posts. And so I thought it would be fun to do the same thing, but here on the podcast. So if you need to hit pause and go make yourself something yummy to drink so that you can put your feet up and kick back and imagine we're having coffee together, that would thrill me. But I know many of you are on the go. So however we do this, I'm going to dive in. And I don't know if I'll do this regularly or how often, but if you all enjoy it, I hope you'll let me know, as it's something I would love to do more often. And so this is my chance to share some updates with you. I've got some news. I also have some questions that I would love your feedback on. So I'm going to beg you to go over to show notes where you can actually leave a comment and respond to a couple questions. And I will be putting those questions over in show notes as well. Now, before I jump in and share the news and all the rest, I just want to start by saying thank you to all of you who have faithfully showed up. I know summertime gets busy and some of you might have been traveling or missed a few episodes, but I will encourage you to go back and catch them because I think we had some great stuff on the podcast all summer long, especially the month of July when I had my three oldest sons on to go through a little series where we talked about the book of Proverbs from three different angles. That's one where I've encouraged kids to listen in with their parents. So if you missed that, go back, check it out. There's a free giveaway, a printable that goes with that as well. But I just want to thank you guys for being a part of this podcast community. We have been together since 2019 when I started the Boy Mom podcast. And then last winter, right before my new book, Raising Amazing, released, we switched this podcast to the Monica Swanson podcast. And some of you I know are newer. And so just want to thank you for showing up. And for those of you who have been around for a long time, I just appreciate you. I feel like we are sincere friends that go way back. And recently I posted something on my Instagram feed. I actually shared a picture of my oldest son, Josiah, and I together. He's 24 now. And I also, when you slide over on that post, I shared an image from a post I wrote 9 years ago, which blows my mind, but it was my very first viral blog post. And it was a post called What a Teenage Boy Needs Most from His Mom. And it was an image of Josiah walking with a surfboard from the back. He was 15 then. And it was just a fun time to reflect on what's happened in the past 9 years since I wrote that blog post and what Josiah's up to now as well. I will link to that Instagram post over in show notes as well, but it's just so great to reflect and to think how many of you go back with me to even that blog post or perhaps even before it. Did you know that I originally blogged as The Grom Mom? My blog was thegrommom.com, which you have to admit is pretty catchy, right? And that was my Instagram name as well. And some of you get that. Some of you understand the word grom. But for those of you who don't know, I'll just fill you in. A grom here in Hawaii and in most beach communities, even some like snowboarding communities, but a grom is a kid who does board sports. Typically, you'll imagine a grom being a kid with a mop of hair on his head, maybe a little girl, sun-bleached hair, tan body. Maybe they're snowboarders, but they're just little border kids that have that kind of typical board riding appearance. I think the term began in Australia. I have heard that. It's a grommet. But we use that term so freely here in Hawaii that when Luke was doing his youth surf competitions, they would have a mini grom series. They would have a super grom. They use that term regularly. So to me, it was very normal. But as I blogged as the Grom Mom, I heard from so many people that were like, I love your blog, but what's a grom? And so ultimately I changed the name to my own name, Monica Swanson, and now the podcast as well. And I'll admit, sometimes I really do want to add a phrase with my podcast. I don't know if I love it being just the Monica Swanson podcast. So if any of you like to, you know, daydream about these things, if you have creative minds or you wake up in the middle of the night and need something to think about, let me know if you have any fun phrases that would go well with my podcast, because I'm open down the road to maybe adding a little something to it. But for now, we are all here. And I love that I have the freedom to, yes, still talk about raising boys, but also talk about other aspects of family life. And really, we have the freedom to talk about other things as well. And that's one of the things I want to talk about here today. And that is the fact that I am excited in the season ahead to both cover some things here on the podcast and hopefully in writing that are not necessarily just about parenting or family. Now, in my summer coffee date blog post, I asked some questions. I asked people what they would like to hear most about. I mentioned that now I'm in my early 50s and I'm in a little perimenopausal stage. And I asked who would like me to talk more, write more, or bring up the topic of perimenopause and also just general women's health. I also mentioned more conversations, writing, podcasting about family. I also mentioned homeschooling. And there was an overwhelming response on both the women's health topic and homeschooling. And so you'll see why I'm excited that there was a lot of homeschool requests out there. But it was really encouraging to hear that so many of you were interested in hearing more about perimenopause. And my hope, too, would be some of you could share your experience and your stories, because I think this is a topic we need each other. Like, women need each other on this topic. I'm married to a doctor, and I'm going to just tell you right now, he's not a lot of help. Because as much as you can learn in medical school, you have to be in a woman's body to really get this stuff right. Now, another side note about me, if you are newer here or have only listened to me on the podcast, you may not know that my background is health and fitness. I studied sports medicine at Pepperdine University. I also ran cross country there. I grew up doing sports. I was a gymnast in my young years, but did all different team sports. And I married Dave when he was a pro soccer player. The two of us spent a lot of time windsurfing in the Columbia Gorge and on Maui. We lived in Oregon back then. And I also ran marathons back in the day. And then we moved to Hawaii for Dave's medical residency 22 years ago. Hello. That dates us, right? But when we did, I ended up becoming a personal trainer and a fitness instructor at our local gym, which was a 24-hour fitness, the only big gym in our area. And I spent quite a few years teaching fitness. My boys laugh because they were homeschooled and they would bring their homeschooling into the kids club and they would get their schooling done and then, you know, lead the pack of kids in like hide and seek and all the games. But that was very much a part of their growing up years. And then 12 years ago, we moved out here to the country where I'm just not as close to a gym. And by then I was homeschooling and writing and doing all the things. So I have not been teaching officially, but health and fitness is a big part of my life and my background. And many of you know, again, if you've been reading the blog for long, that I have done quite a bit of writing on that topic as well, sharing some of my journey, especially when it comes to just finding peace with body image and figuring out how to live what I call healthy, happy, and free. So choosing to not diet or follow diet plans, but to live in freedom and yet make good, mindful choices about what to eat, how much to eat. And I've had such an incredible journey being set free from all the things that so many of us women struggle with. And I have shared some of that in both quite a few blog posts, and also in a little self-published book that I wrote before Boy Mom came out. So if you're like, wait, this is all brand new to me, don't worry. Truth is that I do want to talk a little bit more about all of that, especially in ways that will be relevant and interesting to all of you. So I want to share some more of my health journey and encouragement for those of you at whatever stage. I mean, my teenage years were rough in that way. Pregnancies were rough in that way. So if you're a younger mom, I get it. I think that the world we live in right now makes it really hard for us women to just find peace with our bodies and a healthy place where we're not obsessed, but where we're mindful and taking care of ourselves. So that's stuff I love to talk about, and I would like to bring more of that back. So in the show notes, I'm going to have a couple more questions for you, and I'd sure love to hear if that's a topic you would enjoy me bringing here onto the podcast. I have a friend who's really encouraging me to do a little mentor series where I really we flip the microphone and have somebody else come on with me to ask me some questions about all of that in such a way that I might share my journey and you could all learn a little bit more about me outside of just parenting and family. So I'm excited about that, but I'll be honest, it makes me a little bit nervous because it's not the stuff I have been writing in the past couple of years as much. So I hope to hear from you as I'm going to have some questions over in show notes. Hey friends, hope you're enjoying this episode. I want to pause here real quick to make sure you know about a math curriculum that I've just recently gotten to know about, and it is so worth sharing. So CTC Math is an online curriculum that you can use for homeschooling your kids or for just a little extra kind of tutorial. If your kids go to school, you want to do some math work with them at home. And here's something really different about this curriculum. There are adaptive questions. These are interactive questions that actually change in difficulty depending on your student's ability. They use a smart algorithm that tracks the student's progress and delivers questions based on their needs. The student doesn't even know this is happening, so it helps them build confidence and master concepts. It's truly tailor-fit to each student, and I love that so much as a homeschool mom. Sometimes you see your child going through a curriculum, and you're like, they're doing the exact same problems as everyone else who takes this curriculum, when you might know that they have certain areas they struggle in or certain areas that are easier for them. So this is a way to truly tailor the questions in the math assignments to what your kids need the most. Isn't that great? Anyway, CTC Math also has a 12-month money-back guarantee. I don't know if I've heard of that from any other curriculums, but pretty cool. Check them out at ctcmath.com. Let me know what you think. Hope you like it. There's a link in my show notes as well. Hey friends, with Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift you might get your mom? I know every year I try to think of something unique, and I'm so excited to get to tell you about a really good idea. MyLifeInABook.com is a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send your mom a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com will compile all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook if you prefer, using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, and the challenges she has overcome. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Now, recently I was able to order MyLifeInABook.com for my mom, and I cannot wait to hear all of her stories. She has such great stories. I can't wait to see them all in a book form. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. Again, that's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MONICA for 10% off today. Now I'm going to move on because I got some news, more news for you. And this is really exciting. And we're kind of back into the parenting world. As I get to share with you something that a few of you have stumbled upon and figured out already. So when you write a book, Amazon doesn't wait around for you to make any announcements. Whenever they are ready to start putting your next book, as far out as it may be, as soon as they want to list it, they just start showing it on Amazon. And so a few of you have reached out and said, hey, I saw another book showing up and you haven't even told us yet. And though I have hinted a bit, I have not announced it yet. So I want to share with you all first right here that I have a book coming out next May. That's a long ways away, but we all know that time flies, right? So next May, I have a book coming out and it is called Becoming Homeschoolers. Give your kids a great education, a strong family, and a life they'll thank you for later. And I have so enjoyed this process. Now, you guys know, any of you who have read Boy Mom or Raising Amazing, I talk about homeschooling a little bit. I've talked about homeschooling here on the podcast, but I really haven't made it a big topic. I haven't made it the biggest, like the central topic of my writing. And I've had so many people ask me questions about curriculum. How did I decide to homeschool? How did I do it without losing my mind? And how did I do it without my kids being weird? And there's so many great questions. And I really didn't make it a central theme of either of my books because I know that my audience is very mixed. And I know that the majority of families in America don't homeschool. It's a smaller percentage. However, in light of everything going on in our world today, especially since COVID and all that, we know that there's a lot of people who have either begun homeschooling or are really sitting on the fence or planning to eventually homeschool. And so I felt that it was time to really share my journey from the very beginning when I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even want to homeschool. We did not plan to homeschool our kids. In fact, we had started off, my oldest son went all the way through first grade at a private Christian school. And then from there, we started homeschooling. And you get to hear that whole story, how we made the decision, how my husband was not for it and was not excited about it initially, but then so many other parts of our journey. I am so excited about this book. It's going to be both, like I said, our story, but it's also a guidebook. I mean, I'm going into homeschooling preschool, homeschooling elementary school, middle school, high school, as well as all the stuff that stresses people out and scares people to death, which is how do you get a kid ready for college? What do you need to know? Now, no doubt, I had to do a lot of research for this book because I was pretty blessed. I was a relaxed homeschooler, and yet my two oldest sons got really good college scholarships to go to a private Christian college. And three of my boys have graduated now. And so even though I didn't know everything, I was able to get by. And I believe you can get by pretty well, but I know that there are some people out there that are like, no way, I need to know everything. I'm not going to just wing it and hope it works out. And so I've done the research. And I just can't even tell you, there's something different about this book that is going to just be such a joy as I get to release it into the world. And with that, I'm really hoping to get to do a launch group, whether it's on Facebook or some other way, but a team of you who want to be on it, who want early access to the book and to be a part of reading it ahead and sharing it. So stay tuned, as that's going to be a big topic, especially in the new year. Like I said, we have a long time, but I'm so excited about it. And since it is already listed on Amazon, I thought it was only fair to share the news here and then to tell you, sorry, it's not ready for this school year, but by the end of this school year, you'll be able to get the book and read it over the summer. And if you're thinking about homeschooling, hopefully you'll feel completely confident and equipped to try it next fall. And for those of you who are already homeschooling, I think it's going to just give you so much encouragement and confidence, and just sharing my joy will be so great. And then for those of you who are like, I'm not even interested in homeschooling, I respect that. That is absolutely fine. And it's okay if not all of my books are for you. But I also think, if I may say so myself, I think this book would be good for anyone to read. I think there's so many principles and things that you could even be doing with your kids if they go to school every day, whether they go public, private, charter, whatever the different situations. There's so many options now. But I think that it's really just sharing such a big part of our family's journey and our heart. So yay for that. That's huge news. Okay, I'm getting there. I think I'm nearly to the end of my updates. I mentioned earlier writing, and I mentioned these other topics that I would love to write a little bit more about. And I guess I'm trying to figure out a little bit which topics I want to bring here to the podcast and which topics I'd like to write and do more article writing, like blog post style. And one thing I am thinking about is starting a little series of writing, whether it's on my blog, or so many people now are using something called Substack. If you haven't heard of it, you can Google it, but it is just a way to share writing with an audience and be found by people who aren't necessarily already in your audience. It's kind of a cool new thing. I think it's kind of a throwback to the early days of blogging, but I'm looking into it right now. And I'm hoping that by October, I might get to do a little extra writing and perhaps even have a few extra podcast style episodes that are for my Substack audience only. So just know that change is in the air. And speaking of changes in the air, this is super minor, so you might not even notice. But if you're an email subscriber, and I hope you are, and if you're not, you're missing out, because I love to send Wednesday emails every week. You can get those by going to monicaswanson.com/subscribe. But every week for the last, goodness, years, I have been sending an email where I share anything new on the podcast, maybe if I've written or have an interview somewhere else. And then typically I share links. I share something encouraging, funny, maybe a little update from our family. And to be honest, those emails, as I love them to death, they're like my favorite thing. People tell me that my emails are really my best writing because it's so conversational, which is my favorite thing. But those do take a lot of time. And sometimes I am working on a book or something related to my course, and I'm sitting there for hours, literally putting together an email. And I decided that I need to be more responsible. Also, remember, I'm homeschooling my 13-year-old, and I have a lot going on with all my kids. But I have begun, if you have noticed, the last few weeks, I kind of blamed it on summertime, and that is true to some extent. But I've been shortening my weekly emails a little bit, where they're mostly just telling you what's on the podcast and maybe another link and maybe something funny or encouraging. But they've become a lot shorter than they were for a while. Some of you might be relieved, like, good, I didn't have time to read those. Others of you might be bummed because you really enjoyed all the links I was sharing. However, today being the 1st of September, or actually the 6th of September, but the first podcast of the month, and also my first email of the month, if you're already on my list, you might have noticed that today is a bit longer, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to save my fun, fuller, emails for the first Wednesday of each month. So in a way, I'm cutting back, but in a way, I'm really doing almost like my coffee date blog post once a month. So at the beginning of each month, you can expect to get an email that has any big news, links, maybe a couple photos, but kind of somewhere between my old Wednesday emails and a full coffee date post. And I'm not sure if I'll keep doing those coffee date posts because I think it might be more fun to just do it via email. So once again, if you're not on that email list yet, I would love for you to join. And you can do that at monicaswanson.com/subscribe. I take really good care of my email subscribers, and that's the place where I share news first and anything else that's important. And then if I do have some big news, even if it's not the first Wednesday of the month, you'll be the ones to hear. So when I open my course or I have a flash sale or something else going on, I will be emailing that list. All right? Okay, friends. Well, I know some of you listen to this while you're out exercising, so I hope you have had a good little workout. It would be a short one at this point. Some of you are driving or doing errands, doing chores, doing something around the house. That is great. But if some of you did truly pour yourself a cup of coffee or tea, I love that because I'm sitting here with my coffee in front of me and it just feels like we are having an actual little coffee date. And if we were, I would have some questions for you. I would want to know how you're doing, how you feel going into this fall. Do you feel rested and refreshed and ready for the fall season? We all know that before you know it, the holidays will be upon us. So how are you feeling going into this season? How are your kids? How's your marriage? If you were to sit over coffee with me, I would be curious what you would want to tell me. Maybe if there's a challenge in your family, what you would share with me and how I might encourage you. Maybe you'd have a question for me, something you're wondering if I ever went through with one of my kids or in my marriage. Those are things I wish we could talk about over coffee. And so I do hope you will use either the comments over in the show notes or a direct email. Again, aloha@monicaswanson.com. Or if you get my regular email, you can just hit reply and I read every email. I'm not able to respond to every email, but I read them and I pray for you. And then if there is a topic that I know I can cover another time soon or in some other way, I save them and do my best to cover whatever your question is or thought is. But I love to hear from you. Also, if we had a coffee date, we might swap podcasts we're listening to or books we're reading or music we're listening to or movies we've seen recently. I love all that stuff. And that's the kind of thing I'll be putting in these monthly emails now, where I love to share some links to things that are going on or maybe something my boys have shared with me or a funny Instagram reel, something like that. I'm guessing if we had coffee, you might also ask me about the Maui fires, if I know people who have been directly affected and how that's all going, especially for those that don't live here. I know some of you actually live here in Hawaii, but for those who don't, you might be curious about how that's impacted our community overall. And yes, I would tell you to please keep praying for Maui. There's just so much devastation and so many lives lost and so many lives just so wrecked. And so please keep praying. I do see, as we often do in times like these, a lot of people coming together in unity, which is really a beautiful side to tragedy. But there's also just going to be a lot of problems. As usual, there's going to be a lot of blaming, and it's going to take a long time to rebuild. And so please pray for Maui. For those who have reached out and said, oh, should we visit Maui? We have a vacation coming up. What should we do about that? I wish I had an easy answer. I've had this conversation with a lot of people because there's kind of two sides to it or two ways of looking at it. One is you do want to respect the people who have suffered and really honor their time of grief and just all the hard stuff that's going on. But at the same time, we do want to support the economy. And tourism is the biggest part of our economy in Hawaii. And so one idea a friend had, which I thought was kind of cool, was to perhaps call, depending on where you are planning to stay. Obviously, if you are staying in Lahaina, there's no chance. But if you are staying in a different part of the island, you might call and ask directly to your hotel, maybe the restaurant there, maybe call a couple places and just say, hey, how do your employees feel right now about guests coming? Would we be blessing all of you by coming? Or is this a time that you all would feel better, people giving you some space and some time? And perhaps if you can be generous, if you have the ability to be generous, you might offer to donate your room that you have reserved to a family that it has been displaced and needs somewhere to stay. That would be an amazing and generous offer. Or perhaps you can just cancel and take a trip to a different island. The rest of the islands are doing great and hopefully have some space. But please do pray. And also, if you want to find ways that you can financially support people who have lost their homes and jobs and all the other rebuilding efforts, in my Instagram feed, there is a highlight that says Maui. And I list quite a few different places there that are good, legit options. So I hope that might be helpful to you as well. But yes, I know that there's hard things all over the country and all over the world, and we live in a fallen world, and we won't be ever be free from difficulties and tragedies until we get to heaven one day. But it's always so hard when it hits so close to home. So thank you for your prayers and your concern. So friends, from here, I'm going to point you over to the show notes, where I've got some questions that I would so appreciate you responding to. Also, if you got my email, then you'll get those same questions there. And I want to invite you one more time to sign up for that email list, where you'll hear from me weekly, briefly, and once a month for a little bit more official coffee date. And you can do that at monicaswanson.com/subscribe. And then finally, before I really leave you, I just want to thank you again and again for your ratings and reviews on Apple Podcasts and wherever you listen. I thought I would read you one recent review that I just saw that really blessed me. This was from Sabrina K. Adventures, and I recognize that name, I believe, from social media. She gave the podcast 5 stars and titled it "Can't Wait for Wednesdays." I love that. She said, "Monica is now my running or workout buddy every Wednesday when her new episode drops, because that's my podcast time. Her books have breathed life into raising my 4 boys, and I look forward to her thoughtfully curated guests and shows every Wednesday. I keep recommending her works to my friends, and they are always refreshed as well. Thanks so much for all you do, Monica." Sabrina, thank you so much. That totally blesses me. I appreciate it. I read every review, you guys. So if you haven't left one yet, you can do that right on your phone. Just scroll down on your podcast app, hit those 5 stars. And if you want to leave a few words about what you love most about the podcast, you can do that right there. And then lastly, while I'm talking about that, if you've read either of my books, Raising Amazing or Boy Mom, and you haven't left a rating or review on Amazon, oh my goodness, that would be so nice. I would really appreciate it if you would take the time, and it just takes a moment, to go on Amazon, leave a quick rating and or review over there. Again, I read everyone. They encourage me. But even more, we all know this world is run by algorithms. And when you leave ratings and reviews, it just helps get the podcast and the books in front of more people. So thank you for supporting my efforts that way. I just appreciate you guys so much. And also, while I'm saying thank you, I know I've had some new ads on. I announced that back in the summertime that I am working with an ad agency, and we've been trying to work out some kinks. I'm trying to make it as smooth and, you know, not annoying as possible. And so just thank you for hanging in there while I work out any kinks. And again, if you ever hear an ad come on this podcast that is just does not seem to align with my values, with something you think I would want on this show, McDonald's is one thing, but if there's something with inappropriate words or subject matter, please let me know. That is so helpful, because you might hear some ads that other people don't hear, so it's impossible for me to know exactly what you're hearing. So let me know if anything like that comes up. And in the meantime, just know I'm doing my best to steward this space well. I put a lot of time and energy, and it costs to run a podcast as well. So thank you for understanding and putting up with some ads that I hope are not too distracting to the rest of the show. All right, friends, you are the best. I appreciate you. I hope that you enjoyed your coffee. I know I've enjoyed mine, and I love doing life alongside you. So stay in touch. Go over to show notes, which you can find at monicaswanson.com/coffee date 2023. All right. Coffee date 2023 all together. All right. Look forward to seeing you over there. Thanks for being here. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of your week. And until next time, aloha.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.